Welcome to this week's edition of the High Grow Garden Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: Bloomer and Russell, PA, Heavy 16 Artisan Nutrients, Coast of Maine Organic Soils and Compost, Hydro Farm Horticultural Supplies, Web Insulation and Construction, and High Grow Organics, 355 North Street and 14 Bog Road in Caribou. And now, here's Captain Bill.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the 52nd High Grow Garden Show. It's hard to believe that we have been doing this show for an entire year.
I know it, Bill. Time sure has flown.
It sure has. When we first started, Courtney was my co-host, and then I was lucky enough to coerce you into joining me.
It has absolutely been a pleasure, and I have absolutely enjoyed doing this. I have learned a lot over the past year and met some really great people as well. We have had some interesting guests and played some great music, Americana music at that, not to mention a few little laughs here and there.
Yes, we've had a couple of laughs. Barley balls comes to mind. Indeed, we have had some fabulous guests. Cameron Bosney from Coast of Maine Organic Soils, Sarah Corey from Dan Corey Farms and the New Seed Corp, Bryce Patterson, owner and inventor of Heavy 16 Artisan Nutrients, Scott Wilcox of BioGrow 365 was one of our guests. BioGrow 365 is an organic microbiological inoculant and fertilizer.
We've had Linda Trickey from the University of Maine Extension, who has been a guest. Frank Cox, the strawberry man himself. Travis Miles of Hydro Farm fame has been a regular guest. Jeff Russell of Bloomer and Russell, yes, the attorneys, the first-rate lawyers they are, also have been a guest. And Mark Chapman of Terrio Equipment also has been here with us.
Yes, Mark's been on and stumble-bummed through a couple of shows. We enjoy having him. Let's see, who else have we had on the show in the past year? Doug Callahan of AgriCal was here to give us a very informative show about the different grasses that are being grown commercially here in the county. We can't forget our good friend Jane Torres, who has guest-hosted a couple of times when my lovely and talented co-host Rachel can't be here. Love you, Jane.
Thank you, Jane.
And, of course, I can't forget my lovely daughter, Tabitha. We always have a great time when her and I do the show together.
She does a really great job, for sure. She loves doing the show as well. We need to also thank our sponsors for making this year possible. The show would not be possible without them. You hear them at the top of every show that we have, but today we're going to list them again. Our great sponsors are Coast of Maine Organic Soils and Compost, Heavy 16 Artisan Nutrients, Hydro Farm, suppliers of high-quality horticultural products, Bloomer and Russell PA, a couple of the best lawyers around, Web Insulation and construction providers of spray foam insulation, and definitely the Thirsty Dog, purveyors of the finest and largest selection of beer and wine in the area. They are our newest sponsors of the show.
Yes, there'll be more about the Thirsty Dog here in a couple of minutes. We'll get back to them. But as important as the sponsors are, there's nothing any more important than you, our listeners. If no one listens to the show, why have a show? I mean, really, if you don't like the show, Fred would, of course, shut us off, boot us right off the station. So a big heartfelt thank you to all of you who listen to us every week, support our sponsors and our little garden store up on the North Road. We are grateful to our sponsors and you, the listeners. How about a one-year anniversary song, Rach?
Absolutely, Bill. This particular artist is a singer and songwriter born in 1949 in Spartanburg, South Carolina. In 1957, at the age of 8 years old, she went to an Elvis Presley concert, and thus her life was changed. It began her musical career. After graduating from Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee, she embarked upon a successful songwriting career. Her songs have been recorded by Conway Twitty, Joe Cocker, Jimmy Buffett, Emmylou Harris, and Olivia Newton-John, to name just a few. Her song, Betty's Being Bad, was a number one hit for Sawyer Brown. She is a talented song and book writer and has won more awards than we can list here. Here is Marshall Chapman with Love in the Wind.
Loving you's like loving the wind.
No, it's not a thing that you could hold in your hand.
Easy come, easy go. And on a heart like mine, it'll take its toll. Never know when I'll see you again. Loving you's like loving the wind. Loving you is like a loving star. How I wonder where you are. Up there in the black night sky, I gaze at you, I get high. You're so close, but you're so far. Loving you's like loving the stars. Yeah, loving you's like loving the rain. That first drop falls and I'm insane. Yeah, rain, rain, come on down. I don't care if I should drown. Yeah, the wait is always worth the pain. Oh, loving you's like loving the rain.
Hope you all like that one from Marshall Chapman. She is super duper talented. I forgot to mention that last week was Naked Gardening Week. Hope you all had an opportunity to go get the buff in your garden. Really, I'm not making this up. It was really Naked Gardening Week last week. Anywho, in the studio today, we are joined by our newest sponsor, Kent Good, owner of the Thirsty Dog over on Florence Avenue. I can't remember the number. What number is it?
9 Florence Avenue.
9 Florence Avenue, right here in good old Holton, Maine. Welcome to the High Grow Garden Show family of sponsors, Kent. I hope you don't regret it. Tell our listeners what goes on over there at the dog if they're unfamiliar. The Thirsty Dog, excuse me.
Well, if you've never been to the Thirsty Dog and you are any kind of a beer or wine enthusiast at all, well, you need to come over. Carry several craft beers. As a matter of fact, we have over 1,000 different varieties of beer in stock at the Thirsty Dog.
Wow.
We have anything we care. Of course, our big push is on Maine breweries and Maine brewers. We carry over 30 Maine breweries at the Thirsty Dog. We carry several imports. We have imports from over 40 countries, all different styles, all different flavor profiles. We have beer there from Sri Lanka, Czechoslovakia, Denmark, Sweden. I mean, and the list goes on.
That's awesome.
So, Kent, I'm pretty sure I heard that you're going to be at the Black Fly Brew Fest. What are you going to have going on there?
I am going to be at the Black Fly Brew Fest. I am one of the sponsors for the fest, and I've actually been involved with the original committee that's put the fest together. This is an event you really are not going to want to miss. We have 30 breweries there from the state of Maine and also Samuel Adams.
30. That's a lot of breweries.
30 breweries.
I didn't know there was 30 in the whole state.
Bringing anywhere from 3 to 5 different styles of beer with them. So we're looking at somewhere over 100 barrels of beer at this beer fest for people to try and to taste.
Wow, only one day? You're going to get through all that in one day?
I'm sure people will give it their best try. Tickets are on sale right now, $35 for the regular session and $55 for the VIP session. You can buy your tickets at the Chamber of Commerce or at the Thirsty Dog, or you can get them on blackflybrewfest.com.
And the regular session hours are from what? And the VIP are?
The VIP is from 12 to 1:30. There will be some beers being served at the regular session for the VIPs only. VIPs will get a free T-shirt, tasting glass, hors d'oeuvres. So
she can literally say, been there, done that, got the T-shirt.
Right. And don't have to fight the crowd for the rest of the day. So
right on.
The second session starts at 1:30 and goes till 5 o'clock. So both sessions go until 5 o'clock. So
be a good day to be in the taxi business in Holden.
It could be a good day. If I was a taxi, that's where I'd be parked.
So what else do you have going on over there at the Thirsty Dog? Wine, Redemption?
Oh, yes, wine. We also, I always forget wine because I'm a huge beer enthusiast, but actually the wine business is a big part of my business also. We carry 600-plus varieties of wine over there, again, from all parts of the world.
How do you get anything done with all that beer and wine sitting around?
Well, I have to exercise a lot of restraint.
That's funny.
And then you have the Redemption as well, and the hours there are
next door at the Redemption. The hours of the Redemption are 7 to 5 Monday through Friday and 7 to 1 on Saturday.
And you can take your bottles in one door and
bring them in empty, take them out full. That's our motto.
Awesome.
So I'm thinking maybe it would be time for another song. This one is from the acclaimed Australian singer-songwriter Casey Chambers. In 1999, Chambers won the prestigious ARIA Award for the Best Country Album for her debut album, The Captain, and a year later won for Best Female Artist. She had some help on that album from Buddy and Julie Miller. We've played them on the show recently. Chambers' next album, Barricades and Brick Walls, went double platinum and again won the Album of the Year from ARIA. Love this girl, and here she is with Shane Nicholson singing Rattlin' Bones.
Sorrow come round, scratching at my door. But I cut my hands and break my back, dragging this bag of stones till they bury me down beneath the ground with the dust and rattling. Bag of stones till they bury me down beneath. dust and rattling bones.
So, Ken, as a, you know, a first timer to the show, what'd you think of that song from Casey Chambers?
It says here on my sheet, Kent, snappy answer. So,
so that's it. That's all you got for us.
That's it.
All right.
So, Kent, what else do you have at the Thirsty Dog for our listeners? Any specials? Anything new? Special going on?
We're always having new arrivals. Actually, one of the newest arrivals there is 16 Counties by Allagash Brewing Company. This beer is kind of unique because it's sourced from all Maine grains, including Aurora Mills here in Houlton, Maine. So we have plenty of that on hand.
To support local business.
Support local business,
exactly. In more than one way.
In more than one way. And, of course, we're getting new arrivals on a weekly basis, and we generally post all our new arrivals on Facebook. So if you want to just go to the Thirsty Dog on Facebook, you can also view most of our new arrivals there. So please take a moment this week and come down to 9 Florence Ave and visit the Thirsty Dog. Our hours, again, are 7 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday. Hope to see you soon.
Yeah, Ken, thanks for sponsoring our little garden show here, because nothing's any better than a hard day in your garden than an ice-cold beer or a glass of wine.
Absolutely.
You'll be checking in with us from time to time about what's new at the Thirsty Dog as far as beer and wine selections go. And, again, thanks very, very, very much for sponsoring the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Billy.
So, we just had Kent Good from the Thirsty Dog on. We appreciate him coming, but we need to talk about what's going on at our little store.
Absolutely. There's always something going on at the store. Right now, we've got all kinds of tomato and pepper plants. I mean, there's a variety, and they're all different varieties that you've never heard of before. They were started right there at the store from Seed Savers Exchange Seeds. They are GMO, non-GMO.
Yes, non-GMO.
Yes, non-GMO. They are heritage heirloom seeds.
Don't confuse that, Rachel, with all the crap I've been taking over Monsanto and GMOs in the past 2 weeks.
No. So, you know, a much safer way to be growing some of your own plants this summer for sure. They are $2 a piece, and they are growing beautiful. I bought quite a few for Mother's Day for my mother and for my mother-in-law to be able to plant this summer. So they've got some peppers and tomato plants growing now. What else do we have? You'll have to come
in
and see.
We have eggplant. Eggplant.
There is some eggplant growing. Those are pretty cool looking. There's a melon. Is it a melon that's growing?
Well, no, it's melon cucumbers. We have that one going in hydro.
That is growing really huge. It is all over the place.
I can't wait to see what it actually grows when it pops out of cucumber.
Listeners will definitely have to stop in and check out the hydro system. The pepper plants that are in there are amazing. They're probably only like 6 to 8 inches tall, and you should see the peppers hanging off of them already. It's crazy. They're beautiful. They are being grown right now underneath an LED light, which is a pretty neat thing.
It is. It's a California Lightworks Solar Storm 880.
Yep, so sold right there at High Grow Organics, so definitely stop in and check that out. It's pretty neat. Obviously, does very, very well for some of the veggie plants. So
they do very well in veg and flower, but stop in and look it out. It's a pretty purple light. What else we got going on? Oh, don't forget our Coast of Maine Bar Harbor Blend potting soils on sale for $8.75 for 2 cubic feet. That's an incredible bargain. We have other soils on sale, too. Roots Organic 707 blend.
Lots of fertilizers right now to cover anything from your flowers to your vegetables. Just there's all kinds of different things. There's Espoma right now, Coast of Maine, I think.
Roots Organics
also. So quite the variety. And again, everything from your hydrangeas to make sure they have that acidity they need.
You can make them pink or blue.
That's right.
Pink or blue hydrangeas.
Very important. So definitely stop in and check that whole line out.
What else we got going on? New stuff coming in every week. I mean, we have pH meters for your soil. We have moisture meters for your soil. We have bamboo stakes to stake your plants up. We have soft ties to tie your plants up. Just on and on it goes. You need to stop in and check it out.
And again, if you check out that hydro system that's going right now and you're interested in that, there's anything from small systems just to kind of get your feet a little wet as a hobbyist. There are much larger systems that you could try out if you have a little bit more experience with hydro. So definitely stop in and check it out because there's all different things. There's also that fish water tank that you can grow some plants in, and that's a pretty neat system. I have one. I know Bill has one at home for his kiddos as well. So definitely stop in. All kinds of seeds, again, from Seed Savers Exchange. So there's a full line of those in. There's also seed in a can. If you just want to start your kids with a little can garden, there's several different ones you can choose from. So all kinds of things for spring right there. Happening at High Grow Organics right now.
Yes, and don't forget we have the Seed Savers vegetable and flower seeds. And again, they're non-GMO heritage heirloom seeds. Great selection. If you don't have what you want, we can have anything you want within a couple of days. So stop in and look those over. So we're going to close out this week, Rach, with this artist from Slaughters, Kentucky. This fellow has a degree in agriculture from Western Kentucky University, so he is a perfect artist for our show. He is so talented that the likes of Travis Tritt, Cross Canadian Ragweed, Fred Eaglesmith, John Anderson have recorded his songs. He's also so good that he's been bestowed the title of Honorary Texan. Here is Chris Knight with one for our truckers, Highway Junkie. Turn it up, and we'll see you next week.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet. But I keep on moving, keep on moving on down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. Those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of my mind. I'm a highway junkie, I need that old white line. I was 10 miles out of Nashville, doing about 91. State boy pulled me over, he said, "Where's the fire, son?" That fire, son. I said, "Man, there ain't no fire. I'm just running from a flame. Go on and write your ticket, but I ain't the one to blame. That county judge tried to rob me blind. Those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of my mind. I'm a highway junkie. Roger Miller grabbed the phone. He said, "Dang, we drive them 18-wheeler, boy. You're the king of the road. You're the king of the road. Those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of your mind. I'm a highway junkie. I need that old white line. I'm a highway junkie, Lord.
This is Tabitha. Thank you all for listening to the High Grow Garden Show. If you have questions or comments for Bill, please send them to gardenshow@whoufm.com or visit us on Facebook. You can always stop by the store at 355 North Street and ask my dad in person.